Donald Trump shreds fake news media in series of videos. Not reporting with credibility has its consequences. By Nick Gilbertson on January 31, 2023. Former President Donald Trump shredded the New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN, and MSNBC as fake news media in a series of videos shared to his Truth Social account and his campaign's War Room Twitter account on Wednesday. The fake news media like CNN, MSDNC, which is sometimes referred to as MSNBC, The Washington Compost, which is sometimes referred to as The Washington Post, and the failing New York Times are doing really, really badly and closing up shop all over the place, said Trump in one of his videos. He added, CNN is shuttering its longtime headquarters building and the money-losing Washington Post is being peddled all over to see whether or not somebody wants to buy it. In the meantime, they're firing massive numbers of people. Not reporting with credibility has its consequences. The future of the fake news looks bleak, and that's a positive thing. But beware the Marxists and communists, which are well represented in our government. Many of them got there by fake news, so we have to stop it. On December 1, CNN laid off hundreds of employees. And earlier this month, it was reported that the network was closing down its longtime headquarters, CNN Center, in Atlanta, and heading to another property in the city owned by its parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery. CNBC noted that the layoffs ahead of Christmas were part of a broader effort at Warner Brothers Discovery to cut costs heading into 2023. Similarly, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution noted that Warner Brothers Discovery, in 2021, sold the headquarters for nearly $164 million as a cost-saving move. It's very simple, no ratings equal no money, said Trump in another video. They got no money because they have no ratings. That's what fake news gets you. People are wise to it. Last week, The Washington Post announced it was making cuts of its own. The newspaper laid off 20 of its newsroom staffers and discontinued its gaming section and Kids Post, their news and features section aimed at children, as Breitbart News reported. The layoffs and content cuts come as reports have surfaced indicating the Post's billionaire owner, Jeff Bezos, is allegedly looking to sell the publication. If they'd cover the news fairly, accurately, with a passion for our country, this wouldn't be happening to the Washington Post, Trump stated in another video released Tuesday. People don't want fake news. In a separate clip, the 45th president blasted the establishment and mainstream media in general for the narrative that he is not campaigning very hard. I say they are stupid and corrupt because the election's a long ways away, almost 2 years, said Trump. But do not fear, many giant rallies and other events are coming up very soon, added Trump. It will all be wild and exciting, and we're going to bring our country back. He assured supporters that they will be the biggest part of saving our country from doom.